All right. Listen, bitch, this is your wake-up call. You've been playing too small for far too long, and it's time to step into the true power and potential that's been inside of you all along. I am your host, Brandon Lynette, Christian mindset coach, best-selling author, and your new personal cheerleader. This is the Listen, Bitch podcast. We're in season 7, and this is all about unapologetically owning your worth, embracing the bold vision that God has for your life, and shattering every limit that's been holding you back. Okay. So if you're ready to get out of your own way, stop second guessing your dreams and start living the life that you were born to live, a life of co-creation, then you're in the right place. And every week we're going to dive deep into faith, mindset, and the hard truths that will keep you unlocking your next level. I lost my train of thought, the path to my speech. No sugarcoating. Okay. No excuses. Obviously, real talk. This is all take one experience. And this is just real talk about stepping into your destiny as a human with purpose and intention and power. It is time to stop playing nice. Okay. We are getting ready to rise up, to show up, and make this your year. Let's go. This is Listen, Bitch, where faith meets fierce and you finally start stepping into your true potential. Okay. Let's get into it. I took some advice. I'm in a podcast group and they were talking about how you can reduce echo in your recording space because I'm in my office and I'm on a desk. They said to cover your desk with a blanket of some sort, and I did that. And I don't listen to my podcast, but I want some feedback on whether or not you guys can tell that I did something different. Plus, I pulled the microphone closer because it's just awkward now with it being on a blanket. So it's a little weird, but we're here. Okay, today's episode is going to be about patience. And I guess I'll just start by saying thank you for having patience with me, with just showing up here, supporting this podcast, supporting what I'm doing. I appreciate everyone that has reached out that missed me while I was gone. I'm still getting messages about people being happy I'm back, and that feels really, really good to me. I'm so grateful. So I just want to say thank you guys. Okay. And thank you for the patience of, being able to go through and experience pretty much my life in real time. Like that's kind of what we're doing here. And that's why we're going to talk about patience today because I'm going through it. I told you guys Monday about a situation that I'm going through. It's like I went from one heavy situation to the next. I posted a meme the other day because it's about parenting, right? And it was a meme of someone just making crazy faces when it says, other parents will say, as your kids get older, parenting gets easier. And this guy's making faces and it says, as every new level unlocks. And it's true. Like new levels brings new challenges and they're all a little different. Okay. So I've been going through it, but, the situation I've been stressed about is not my own. It's my son is going through it. My kid started wrestling, found out he was in some pain, and I won't go into details because I just want to say doctors use really scary fucking words. Okay. They really do. And they're blanket terms, but the word is scary. The words are scary. I'm just going to say that. So anyway, he had a big test today and I really was stressed out because I thought I couldn't do this sober because I haven't talked to him about what's really going on until we get answers, until I'm not using the words that I'm hearing. Okay. Does that make sense? Like my son knows he's getting a CAT scan today. He knew he was gonna get an IV. He knows a lot of things, but he doesn't know all the things because there's no point in both of us freaking the fuck out. Because what sounds like it could be something could potentially be nothing. And I got that reassurance today in the office with the ladies. They were so great, so great. So I got that, just confirmation, but there is still like I'm waiting for results, right? I'm waiting for results so we can move on with our life, so we can get a solution for him. Get him out of pain, get him comfortable again, and get him back to doing what he loves. Like he's in public school this year, he's wrestling, like he's loving it. He's having a great time. I want to get him back to that. So, I'm losing my mind. Like the patience factor, I have struggled with that. And I went so far as to, literally ask for drugs, you guys. I don't know if I should be saying that on a public platform, but I don't hide shit from you guys. I mean, it's whatever, right? If you're not in the shit show now, like welcome to the shit show. I did ask for drugs and I'm super proud of myself because I didn't need them. Now, have I been struggling with sleep lately? Absolutely, because I wake up and I have this like, you know, crazy just thought looping through and I'm like, what the heck's going on? And so I just let my mind kind of take over and I've really had to lean into God and I've had to be very intentional about that. Like, I woke up the day before yesterday and God's literally like, we got this. No matter what, okay, like we have this and I feel that peace, but then there's this human side of me that freaks out. So I've been exploring my own brain for a couple of days. And even today, if you knew how many times I refreshed my phone and called the doctor's office for results, because I was initially told we were getting same day results. They put stat on all these tests. Okay. They're in a hurry. But the ladies in the office today that actually did the testing, they're like, this is going to take 2 weeks. And so that I feel like was definitely God saying, chill out. Like, you need to be calm and solid and ready. So I must not have been ready today because I didn't get the results today. But I even texted my husband. I'm like, someone take my phone away from me. Take my phone away from me because I keep refreshing to look at the patient portal and see results. Okay. And what's the thing? You guys, this is the thing with patients. We are struggling with patients because we have this desire to control the outcome or the timing events, right? Like, I'm wanting to control everything. And I can't. This is not in my hands. It's not in my hands. And even when it comes to, you know, when we get to the bottom of this and we're coming up with a solution, you know, I have to let go of that desire to want to control that, because my son has a voice too. And, you know, when he understands what he's going through, when he, you know, and it may be nothing, we may not even have to have a conversation. That's the craziest fucking part about me freaking out, is that at the end of the day, he may never even have to know what I know, right? Like, it's crazy. Our brains are crazy. So it's that, you know, because it's the fear and it's a way that I try to protect myself. Right. And I know in Psalms, you know, he's talking about wait on the Lord, be of good courage. I don't have a lot of these memorized, but I know some of these words, but he's meant to be there to give us strength in our hearts, right? We're starting to feel so strongly about the need to control, and the world is just full of instant gratification, right? Fast food, quick messaging. We're conditioned to expect immediate results. That's me today. So waiting just seemed unnatural. It seemed frustrating. Even my sister, I text her and she's like, that's annoying. Fuck yeah, it's annoying. It's annoying when everybody's like got you on high alert and then they're like, oh, kick back, it'll be 2 weeks. Like, what the hell? What the hell? So those of you, you know, that are close to me and you do know, he did have the test today and he was a total fucking champ. He had to get an IV. They did the iodine. They did the things. He flew through it. He knows we're just looking for answers, you know, and that's where we're headed. But that impatience with timing and control, you know, and it comes from that human experience, the fear of uncertainty. So what can we do when we're uncertain about something? We start getting busy. We start trying to micromanage everything. And it just feels like a waiting game without an end. That's it. So we start to feel anxious and we start to get afraid of what's going to happen if we don't take all these little actions. And then we put ourselves in the spiral of impatience and overthinking. We are meant to wait upon the Lord. That's it. That's how we get the strength. Okay. So it is another test. It's another test. We have, you know, this personal human desire just for immediate rewards too. You know, it's not just, I am talking about my situation, but our struggle with patience is more than just like what I'm going through. We want that immediate reward because society has put on this, they're just heavily emphasizing achievement, success, rewards, desire for immediate recognition and instant results creates impatience, especially when people feel like they've earned the outcome and deserve it right away. Like, we're so deserving of all these things, right? We're so entitled. Baby, nobody owes you anything in this world. Part of loving Christ and getting to know God in my experience and what I've talked myself through this week is just learning the patience, learning that I'm not entitled to anything. I'm in control of nothing. And the best thing I can do in this situation is to be solid and sound, to be emotionally mature, and to be rooted, cemented in the word of God, right? Cemented in that faith. That is not a game anymore. Like, I don't know what happened. I was talking in my Bible study tonight, how I read the Bible last year in a year, and I felt very disconnected, you guys. I don't know how to explain what happened. And it's like January 1st, because that's when I started the Bible over, right? All of a sudden, January 1st, I open Genesis 1 and 2, and I'm reading Psalm 1 and Matthew 1, and like, they're not just words anymore. I felt so disconnected last year. Like everything was a word and almost like it was a chore. And now I wake up, it's the first thing I do. And basically it's been the last thing I do, because I do a Bible study review, and that's usually, I've been posting that kind of late at night. So it's kind of my last task. So like, I'm starting my day in the word, I'm ending it in the word, and I feel different. So it's like this life experience now is giving room for the new me to really flourish. Like, I get to shine this time in my relationship with Christ, and it's not something that anybody else is going to see. No one in the world is going to see who I am in that moment. You know, when we get to talk to the doctor, when we get the results, who I'm going to be for my son when we have the results, because honestly, he's just a baby, right? He's just a baby. And I mean that with everything. Like, he's the biggest kid in the house, but he's literally just a baby. And you know, whatever this is going to be, I don't get to create these big, ugly stories in my head. And that's kind of what society wants us to do too, because there's so much money in fear. There's so much money in fear. But here's the thing. If I start getting stressed out and afraid, and I start Googling every word that the doctors have thrown at me, and they use scary fucking words, okay? I don't even know how to emphasize that without saying the words, okay? Very scary words. A blanket term could literally be anything. So if I allow myself to not be rooted in the patience in my faith, in my relationship with God, if I don't stand firm on this, I lose it. And guess what happens? I get sick too. I get sick. And who am I for my family if I'm not okay, right? If I am not solid and I'm not sound and I'm not emotionally stable and mature to handle this, to be the rock for him, to be the rock for everybody in my family, who am I? I'm not living in my potential. I'm not stepping into the power. I'm sick too. Now, who's going to take care of me and help my son through the situation, right? Like, there's no one. There's no one. It doesn't work like that. So it is the patience, you guys, the patience that have come to me, and the importance that I want to put on making sure you are rooted, like your feet are in the cement of the word of Christ. It is there. That's it. He talks so much about patience in the Bible, and so many of his stories are really focused on this. But something that I think people are struggling with, you know, if you are someone who is not a patient person, there is also a lack of perspective or eternal focus, because this stems from focusing on the temporary struggles of today. And I talked about that kind of with that seasonal depression. I talked about that yesterday. But that's it. You're focusing on that temporary struggle of today, and we're kind of letting the darkness grow. We're not stepping into our light. We're not becoming the match in a dark room. That's it. We cannot focus on the struggle of today. God is working in and through you, whether you want to believe it or not at this moment. And I feel like if you stick with me on this podcast, like, you're going to see how much God grows on you in the next year. Okay. Get into my Bible study group. I'm serious. Like, it's who I am. I'm not the same person I was last year. It's incredible. The shift was incredible. And that is all glory to God. That is, I didn't do anything for that. I didn't raise my hand for that. There was a prayer on my heart of like, I want to be closer to Christ. I want him to know me. I want him to know me. That should be our end game. But he's not going to know me if I keep focusing on everything I'm struggling with today. That's it. You've got to have an eternal perspective. Look for something greater in the future, and there will always be something. You will find everything you're looking for. Everything. And if you're just hoping for something that you can't see,
That means you don't have the patience to wait for it. That's it. So I think it's really important, and something that has helped me in the past couple of weeks is that I cultivate trust in God's timing. You have to remind yourself every day that God's in control. And if we can acknowledge that, because I have been a lifelong control freak. That's why I had high anxiety. That's why I was crazy, okay? Because I wanted to control everything. So I blew up everything in my life. Every time I turned around, all the self-sabotage. When I realized I couldn't control little things, I just lit the world on fire, you know? Once I acknowledge that God is in control, there's no more pressure on me. There's no more pressure from society. There's no more expectation. There's no more anything other than me to just step into the potential of who I could be as a human today. Who can I be as a mom? How can I be the best mom today? You know, I went into that office. I'm a very emotional person. I am. Whether, you know, it's a moment of emotional maturity, I have emotions, and like tears come out of my eyes for every emotion. If I'm, you know, super mad, boom, crying constantly. And the first couple of years of my marriage, it made me so mad because he's like, "You're crying?" I'm like, "Motherfucker, I'm so pissed right now. I'm so pissed. These are not sad tears, okay? Like, I just cry. That's it. I watch puppy commercial. My husband is texting me right now asking if I'm getting tired. Yes, honey, I was born tired. I have six kids and I'm married to you, honey. I'm tired. I could be watching the puppy commercial, okay, and I'm in tears. It doesn't matter what it is. I'm an emotional person. But I knew today that God was in control. I went into that office. You know, my son is nervous about the IV, and you know, I was like, "Just hold my hand, honey." And he held it and he got kind of proud. And then he took his hand away, and I was like, "Okay, well, I'm gonna squeeze your hand because it's stressing me out." And I felt that. I felt like he wanted to hold my hand, but he felt a little proud because he's a 15-year-old kid who's like 7 foot tall. And I squeezed his hand, and I felt that in that moment, like, yeah, you're standing strong for him. Do that. Do those things. Listen to the nudge. You know, we get all the way back in the room. I'm helping hold all his stuff. Like, he had to take his necklaces off, and he had to do these things, and I did. I was there. I was emotionally mature. I didn't lose it. I didn't cry. I just gave it to God. And then I got some really great news, you know, a little whisper of like, "I'm going to tell you what this possibility is of what we're looking at here." And once the words came out of her mouth, I'm like, "God, I call that on him. And I will tell you guys the whole story, okay? I'll tell you the whole story once I have results, and I pray that that's the outcome I get to talk about. And if it's not, I still trust in God's timing. That's it. This is it. It's his control." It's easy to have so much gratitude today. So many moments of gratitude. And if you can write those moments down when God has showed up in your life, that's how you start building trust in his timing. Make it an intentional outlook. Like, you know what? Today I'm going to see all the ways that God's timing is perfect. You want to see that, you know? Make that your prayer, you know? God, help me trust in your timing. Give me that strength to wait patiently for the plans that you have for me. If you know God is in control, why are you going to freak out because things aren't going your way right now? We can't freak out. Trust me, I tried. I had to talk myself out off so many ledges the past few days. Baby skedaddle. You guys, I think this is going to be a nightly occurrence. I'm just going to have to tell the girls to skedaddle. I'm almost done recording the podcast, and I'll be right with you. Get a shirt on. It's freezing in here. You have to shift your focus from yourself to God's plan, and that's it, right? This story is not about me. It is not about me. It is about God's story, God's plan, and I'm just playing a part. And I need to play my part to the potential that he expected, the potential that we talked about before I said, "All right, I'm in for the human experience." We knew this. You have to shift your focus from what you want right now to what God is trying to teach you through the process. You have to be willing to learn. And I have surrendered, man. I am a student. I am a student of the word this year. I'm a student. And so everything I pray for, there's going to be a test of life. Okay. It's not like, you know, you pray for patience and you suddenly all of a sudden are just patient. It's that you're going to get circumstances and experiences to pressure you into the patience that we're being refined, man. We are being, you know, we're totally being refined. That's it. And the flames are hot, and it's okay. If you have God, you know you're ready for it. It's just what you're going to go through. It is all about like, what is God teaching me in this moment? What can I learn in this moment? I know that waiting is refining my character. And it's not just building emotional maturity in me right now. This has not just been a week of emotional maturity. Literally, spiritual maturity is happening in my life right now. Thank you, Jesus. That is not me. That is not me. Okay. That is me being able to surrender. Okay. And that's what happens. Like that waiting. And the Bible uses suffering a lot. And suffering, I have a concordance now, so I can look up all these cool words. Suffering, it is also used as a way of waiting. Through translation, things get changed, but a little bit. It's just waiting. But waiting is kind of suffering sometimes. So you have to trust that he's working through every waiting period you're going through. Like, my family has outgrown this house. We have outgrown it, okay? My kids got bigger, the house got smaller. And so my husband and I mean, he mostly, okay, has been just constantly looking for a bigger house. And, you know, we heard from a realtor the other day, who's like, man, you guys need to wait till the spring, summer, just hold off. Okay. Because interest rates are insane. And like, we're spoiled with 3% right now. He's like, don't do it. Like, you are giving up so much. Giving up that 3% and getting into something that's twice as much, right? More than twice as much. So it's that waiting. It's that we have to grow through this uncomfortable shrinking house to wait for God's plan. And everything that we've allowed for him to work through in our lives has worked out in our favor. Like, before we bought the house that we're in, we're in Michigan here. We literally were looking to get a house in Indiana, a terrible, terrible part of town. Things fell through, and that's when we ended up getting into the house we're in. Like, we were trying to force things that were not meant for us. And this house has been perfect up until now. It has been, we have made it work. But like I said, the kids are bigger. College girls are moving home, and they suddenly have like mini apartments worth of stuff to be able to fit in here and in the garage. And it's just a lot, right? But it's that patience. It's trusting that timing, and it's trusting that refinement. And it's not trying to control the little things. It is just trying to be grateful that at least the babies have a roof, right? We are warm. We are safe. We are loved. We are whole. And it is about developing the mindset of hope. That's it. You have to remind yourself of all of the promises. If we continue to focus on the temporary discomfort, we're just going to continue to grow in discomfort. What you focus on, you bring upon. Does that make sense to you? You're focusing on the negative. That's all you're going to see. And it's like, you're a magnet. You magnetize that. Okay. We are energetic beings, spiritual, energetic. We are complex. So you've got your mind that is like just this incredible network of amazing things. And then you just have the literal energy that you are. And this all starts working. And you start magnetizing everything around you. What? Oh, baby, no, I can't. I'm not going to stop right now. So you have to cultivate hope. That's it. So it is, you know, whatever it looks like for you, like meditate on that eternal reward, or really think about what your purpose of waiting is. You know, the purpose of waiting. What is the price you're going to pay if you try to push a situation right now? So helping to build that patience, not just trying to change the perspective to one of hope, is also practicing the patience by delaying gratification. That's it. Like, you want to buy something, delay the purchase, delay the desire, allow yourself to experience that discomfort of waiting. And I've done this a few times. You do that, and sometimes I don't even want what I thought I wanted. And then you trust in God's timing. That's it. We are called to run with patience. That the world is a race before us, and we are called to be patient, to take the narrow path. You have to be where your feet are. Be where your feet are. And I've been saying that for a few days, like, be where your feet are. I can't worry about tomorrow. I can't, you know, if I worry about tomorrow, I know what happens. And there's a price to pay for this. Okay. It doesn't mean that all of my growth is suddenly for nothing, because I am human. But what I could do tonight is lay awake and think about the phone call I could possibly potentially get tomorrow, or I could think about the phone call that I won't possibly potentially get tomorrow. And do you know the stories I could create off of both of those conversations? I will get no sleep. And I want to tell you guys, I don't know why I'm feeling emotional. It's the tears. They're starting to come. It's crazy. If you're watching me on YouTube, sorry. Sar, as my kid says it when she doesn't really want to apologize. Okay. She says sar instead of sorry, because she doesn't really mean it. So I'm gonna say sar. Is that I slept really good last night for the first time in a while. Cause I was like, girl, you know, I had the conversation with God. He gave me that revelation of like, you're not taking those drugs in your purse. You're not taking them. Okay. I agreed. I don't need it. I got you. I don't need it. I don't need anything outside of myself. And once I released just kind of everything and I surrendered to that experience, like, I knew I was going to sleep so good last night. And I did, even knowing I was going to have to get up early, super early, to get things done before I took him to his appointment. Like, I slept so great for the first time in probably 2 weeks. And you guys could probably, anybody who sees me online, I'm like returning messages at 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock. Yeah. Cause those are all the times I'm waking up. Okay. I punish myself. And I know I can acknowledge right now, when I lay down, the devil's going to try to lie to me. And he's going to try to lure me in with these thoughts of like, be worried about what's coming, be worried about the phone call, be worried about all the possibilities of what could come. No, baby, I'm going to be where my feet are. And not only am I going to douse them with magnesium, okay, I'm going to plant them in the bed and I'm going to say goodnight to my entire body and my mind. And I'm going to give this all to God, because it's fine. It is fine. I'll be where my feet are. My mind will be where my feet are. I'm not going to worry about tomorrow. I'm not going to worry about 2 weeks from now. I can't worry about 6 months from now. I can look at today and practice that gratitude. What am I thankful for? Biggest thing right now, I'm so thankful that we are back in a normal schedule. I love the holidays. I love being with my family, but I'm so happy to be back on my regular routine. Like, you guys have no idea. I'm so happy. Like, my husband's at work, taking my kid to basketball practice, taking my kid to driving classes. Like, we're just going to be falling into that routine again, taking my kid to school, all of that. And it's not the funnest thing for me, but I love the time with him in the car, right? Cause I live pretty far away from his public school, but, I get that time with him again. I love that. Little things. Look for the gratitude and the joy and the things that you have in your life right now. This is how you practice the patience. You have to allow God to renew your strength here. Lean in to the disciplines. Okay. That's the, you know, I talked about that in Bible study today too. Like, you have to be disciplined. You have to be willing to do this every day. And this is day 7 that I woke up. Well, today when you're hearing this, it'll be day 8, right? It's going to be the 7th or 8th day that the first thing I do is, my Bible is literally by the toilet in the bathroom. So I pee and then I sit down on the rug in front of the bathtub and I read my shit. Sometimes I grab it when I pee. It just depends. I don't know. But I'm starting my day there in the Word. I'm disciplined in that. I need it. And I started doing this, you know, long before it felt like things were happening to me. But I know that the addiction to my phone has been toxic. You know, when my little girl's like, you're just always on your phone. That sucks. It sucks. And I watch it. I watch it with my husband. I'm like, man, he's always on his phone. But so was I. So what do? We set the example, right? We take the plank out of our own eye before seeing what other people do. And I was the problem. Like, I was toxic with my phone. So I'm super excited that I'm letting that go. But you have to be disciplined in that. You have to be disciplined in that. First thing in the morning, talk to God, you know, and it's not just talking to him, it's listening to him. And that means like reading what he's sharing with you. Okay. From the moment of creation, you were part of his plan. You were part of his purpose. And when I read the Bible, I know everything in there was orchestrated so that I could be who I am in this moment, to be who he needed me to be. And it's the same way for you. Like, you've been called into this. So I want you to get into that, you know, take your spiritual vitamins. That's it. Renew your strength and patience. Set time aside to intentionally become mindful in who you are. I've always told you, you got to believe in something bigger. I feel like we're just going to keep spinning our feet like Fred Flintstone driving a car. If we don't root ourselves in that spiritual faith, you know, we have everything we need from him, but that's it. I mean, the real true struggle with patience comes from that deeper issue of trust. It means we've got to trust God's plan. We've got to trust his timing and trust that he's going to meet our needs. We have to trust that we can show up as the person he wants us to be. Patience is a product of spiritual growth. That's it. It's the fruit of the spirit. It's a fruit of the spirit. And like all fruits, you know, it takes time to mature. And just like we plant a seed and we wait for it to grow, patience is requiring that we trust God's process in our lives. And the struggle isn't just about waiting for things, but about trusting God in the waiting. You know, he uses waiting as a tool for our transformation, truly. It's not about enduring frustration, but developing the deeper faith. So it's not about spending the waiting time pissed off and kicking your feet and looking at everything bad, because guess what? You're blocking your blessings. If you cannot find a sense of gratitude and faith and just pure thankfulness for what you have and where you are in this moment, then, I mean, he can't bless you. You are blocking your blessings, literally. And that's it. My kids are back in the office right now throwing food in my face, and it's almost 10 o'clock at night. So I have to get off of here because I don't know what's happening in the kitchen. So that's a wrap for today's episode. If you're feeling fired up and ready to take your life to the next level, then don't keep it to yourself. I want you to share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. And I would love to hear your thoughts, honestly. Take a quick moment to leave a review and let me know how this episode hit you. Your feedback helps me reach more badass people like you. So let's keep the movement growing. Remember, you were created for greatness. Keep stepping into your power, and I'll catch you on the next one. Until then, go be a badass, because the world needs the full version of you.